Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, it's a Thursday afternoon. We are almost to the weekend, and that is good news. Kind of deja vu. There's another tropical system in the Gulf that is not going to develop into much of anything, but may bring us some showers this afternoon. Hey, I was out yesterday in the car, and man, 8 o'clock at the really close to the Orleans Parish, Jefferson Parish line. I was in that general area, and man, the sky just opened up. It was a storm. I mean, torrential rain. It was amazing wind and rain. And then it kind of moved into Metairie and then on to Kenner. So I'm sure you were in that yesterday. And I was out driving around. It was a mess. But kind of cool to see heavy rain like that. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. Yeah, it's Thursday afternoon. So we're one day away from Free for All Friday and the beginning of another weekend. And, you know, it's the summertime. And I remind you that we all kind of have a different attitude in the summertime. Even if we're working and life is going on as normal, I really theorize that because of 12 years early in our lives when we were going to school, we were used to getting the summer off. And so when Memorial Day hits, all the way to Labor Day, even though school begins early, you know, just the general population just kind of has a different attitude about everything. So it's that summertime attitude has definitely set in. So anyway, we have a lot to talk about this afternoon. I want to talk once again about what a right-wing radical Jeff Landry is. Our governor is a right-wing radical. This idea that separation of church and state is a myth comes from right-wing radicalism. Those people, yeah, those people, those Christian zealots, and Jeff Landry is a Christian zealot. These people, they want this to be a Christian nation. If you want to be Christian, that's okay. I studied history, too, just like you. And my understanding of history, and I think it's generally changed for the benefit of the right-wing radicals. People are trying to change history. People came to this country in search of religious freedom. They did not come to this country in search of establishing specifically a Christian nation. They were Christians. Christians founded this nation, but this nation was not founded on the principle of Christianity. It was founded on the principle of religious freedom. And over the years, as right-wing Christian zealots have tried to make their way into mainstream society, as right-wing radical Christian zealots have attempted to tell us how to lead our lives and what we should believe and what we should not believe, things have changed. And there are people who are boldly saying, this is a Christian nation. If you want to believe that, you can. But boy, that was not my interpretation of history when I was learning it. And I was hearing the same stuff you were hearing. you can make an argument that since Christians founded this nation, that it was founded on Christian ideology. Or you could be more insightful and you could be more logical and realize that the purpose for them coming here was for religious freedom. So there would be a separation of church and state. That was the spirit of those people who first came here. But there are people like Governor Jeff Landry who want to defy that. I'm glad we have the freedom to talk about this. I just think this is a big mistake. And I know a lot of people believe this idea that, you know, this country should be a Christian nation. That's called Christian nationalism. It has a relationship with white supremacy. And I'm not comfortable with that. And you shouldn't be comfortable with it either. Man, you could be a diehard, dedicated, saved Christian. You can dedicate your life to Christ and still understand that this nation was founded on the principle of religious freedom, not Christianity. And that doesn't take anything away from Christianity. Nothing. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, we'll talk about this. The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. But the stupidity that is being infused into politics today is alarming. It's alarming. It's just crazy. I mean, people are losing their freaking minds. And they're going, I don't know why, but they're so insecure. You know, this has to be a Christian nation, or I'm not standing up for Jesus Christ if this is not a Christian nation. I mean, good Lord. The separation of church and state is a myth. One of the most ignorant things I've heard a politician say, and it came from our governor, Jeff Landry. Shreveport police are addressing a strip club's social media post offering $5 admission to police officers. I don't think they're too happy with that, but this has been circulating around. Apparently there are pictures circulating on social media involving Shreveport police cars being washed at a car wash hosted by a local strip club. The department says it wants to be clear, this is not the image that we want representing our department. Officials with the department released a statement yesterday, and this involves Larry Flint's Hustler Club. And apparently they're offering a $5 admission, $5 cover charge to any police officers. Can police officers go to strip clubs? I mean, is that okay? Does that take anything away from somebody being a good police officer if they go to a strip club? Is there anything wrong with police cars being washed by ladies at a strip club? And this picture of several women washing a Shreveport Police Department unit, excuse me, at a car wash is apparently upsetting some people. You might not like strip clubs, and you don't have to go. It's a choice that some people choose. This is America. We're free to do what we want to do, as long as we don't hurt anybody else. And I'm sure you could come up with a couple of reasons why you think strip clubs are hurting other people, but I would suggest that if other people are being hurt, it's not the strip club. It's the actions of the individual, and you can't really blame the strip club. So I think the idea of police officers going to a strip club, if they want to go, and because of their service to the community, because they protect the strip club as well, why not offer them a special deal? Does anyone have a problem with this? We'll talk about that as well. All right, so the Wall Street Journal. Maybe you've heard of the Wall Street Journal. It's a rather well-respected publication and has been for many, many years. The Wall Street Journal is not known for publishing lies. They might publish some things that we disagree with, but that's not by definition a lie. The Wall Street Journal says that it has information that Pam Bondi told Donald Trump his name is in the Epstein files. I wonder if that's where Elon Musk got it. If there's like, you know, buzz around the White House and there's just buzz around the administration that, yeah, Pam Bondi knows this and that, you know, she told Trump that his name's in it, so you better not release it. Maybe that's where Elon Musk got the information when they were having their bromance breakup. And Elon Musk kind of shouted out on social media, hey, Donald Trump's name is in the Epstein files. Did you think that he just made that up? I mean, I don't know. I didn't get the impression. I'm not an Elon Musk fan, but I didn't get the impression he was making that up. I got the impression that that was something that was real. And I wouldn't be surprised if Donald Trump's name is in the Epstein files. I mean, think about it. You can't possibly be in that many pictures with a guy, with a man. You can't be in that many different situations with a man unless you have a common bond. And we know what the common bond is with Jeffrey Epstein. Having sex with underage girls. Setting up men who have power and money to have sex with underage girls. That was his shtick. That was his deal. Some people are stand-up comedians. Some people hook up older men with underage girls. That was his deal. So if you're in that many pictures, you got to be rather friendly with the guy that you're in that many pictures with. And friendship is based on a common bond. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Of course, Donald Trump says that he's not in the Epstein files, and he says that the Attorney General didn't do that. And so that's pretty typical. Donald Trump apparently joked about sleeping with married women because it's so wrong, and he did this with his quote good friend Jeffrey Epstein. This is coming from Epstein's brother talking on CNN. I mean, I don't know. Is Epstein's brother credible? Maybe. I don't know. But this is information. There's a lot of information that seems to be adding up. Here's something that I find really disturbing. Skydance. Skydance is the media organization that is trying to bond and get together and merge with Paramount, which owns CBS, which is why CBS settled the lawsuit with Donald Trump. It's why I believe that was part of the reason why they canceled The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. But Sundance is announcing a promise to Donald Trump's FCC that it will eliminate DEI programming in a desperate bid to make sure the Paramount merger works out. It's all about the money. Sacrificing principles for money. And that's what our country has become. Sacrificing principles for money. And let's see where this leads us. Let's see where this leads us as a country. I don't have to sacrifice my principles. I've said many times, I am smart enough and I know this business well enough to where I could go on the air and I could come off as a conservative talk show host. I might make more money. I might make more money if I were a conservative talk show host. And I guarantee you, I could pull it off. I am talented enough, and I've been in this business long enough, that I know I could convince people that I was a conservative talk show host. In fact, at one time, I was more conservative than I am today. And it's because of what became of the Republican Party. I didn't leave conservative ideology. In fact, I still maintain conservative ideology when it comes to many, many things. I haven't changed. The Republican Party changed. So that's what caused me to become a radical moderate, a registered independent. But this country is sacrificing, and individuals in this country are sacrificing their personal beliefs and integrity for the sake of money or for the sake of supporting somebody that they believe they should support. I mean, think of the Christians who have ignored many things that Donald Trump stands for and has done. Think about the Christians, the really dedicated Christians, the lovers of Christ, people who read the Bible on a regular basis. They have sacrificed their beliefs to follow Donald Trump. If it would be anybody else, they wouldn't follow that person because of what that person has done. But these diehard, dedicated Christians, Bible-reading Christians, they somehow believe that that it's in the Bible for Donald Trump to save the world, even though he was banging a porn star while his wife was pregnant with their child. That is an image to me that is just so unerasable that I don't see how you can get beyond that when it comes to Christian-like behavior. I don't see how you can get beyond that. But a lot of people have put that aside. And they've put a lot of other things aside as well. Well, as you can tell, we have a lot to get to this afternoon. And if you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We're going to have some showers. Some of them might be really strong, like that one yesterday, like last night, about 8 o'clock around the Metairie, New Orleans parish line. Yeah, it was just a storming wind storm, heavy rain. We might get some of those today as well as this system kind of moves through our area. Ian Hoke is our senior producer. He is on the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm okay.
Good.
Yeah, it's a busy time, you know.
Yeah, it is a busy time.
Yeah, a lot going on around here.
It's a busy busy time, but it's also a kind of a laissez-faire kind of laid back time because it's summertime. But in the context of this, you know, time when we just kind of have this alter attitude of, hey, it's summertime, you know, we're going to kind of get through it and kind of relax and, you know, just do as little as possible. You know, there is a lot going on.
I have tried to in the last couple of weeks. Try to remember what it was like, you know, in the summer, let's say, I don't know, the summer after seventh grade, the summer after eighth grade, when I was like old enough to really have an appreciation for the freedom that came with not having to be at school, but also not having to have a job, but also being old enough to kind of go where I wanted to go and do what I wanted to do on all those, you know, lazy summer days where I didn't have anything to do. I was responsible to no one. I could sit and play StarCraft for 8 hours if I wanted. I could go to the mall and hang out with girls if I wanted. I could go on a bike ride. I could go on a hike. I could go get in my kayak. You know, there's all sorts of different things I could do. I've been trying to sort of manifest that same mindset in myself despite, you know, all the work that I have to do at WWL and everything else that's going on with the play. And I'm still moving into my new apartment. And, man, it's just it's a busy, busy time. I'm trying so hard to just recapture some of that energy I had in the summer of 1998. You know, sometimes, you know, playing Smash Mouth helps. Or, you know, maybe I'll play a Third Eye Blind song or something like that and just kind of transport myself back to that time. Not always effective, but it's fun to try.
I'm glad you're doing that, and I think that's a very healthy thing to do. And isn't it amazing how, you know, you move into an apartment or move into a new house or whatever, and you think you're going to get everything taken care of right away, and stuff starts to happen, and it's like it's amazing how long things stay in boxes.
Yeah, the more stuff that we get out of boxes and into the closet or into the drawers or into the dresser or up on the walls, I'm just like more stuff keeps popping up, and I was like, oh. That was 7 weeks. 7 weeks this stuff has just been sitting in this box, and I didn't even think twice about it. Maybe I don't even need this stuff. You know, why did I move this over here from my old apartment if it's just going to sit in a box untouched for 7 weeks and I don't even remember that I moved it?
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. If it's been in a box for 7 weeks and you've been doing fine, it's like, why am I taking this out of the box? I guess I don't need it.
I don't need this stuff.
But you know, you do get when you get the furniture in place and you get a couple of pictures up on the wall and you get to this point where you feel like you're settled, but then there's all this other stuff that still needs to be done. But you kind of cruise once you get to that foundation of the place is kind of set up.
Mm-hmm. All I need is one long weekend without rehearsal or without a doctor's appointment or without errands to run. You just give me 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, just to putter around my house and listen to a podcast or a book on tape and just drink iced tea and just hang up artwork and rearrange the bookshelf. And
you know, people look at us and they think that our lives are really that exciting. No, they're really not that exciting. I mean, you just heard what Ian is dreaming of. You know, 2 days to putter around the house, listen to a podcast, and drink iced tea.
Drink iced tea. That sounds pretty dang good to me, brothers.
Yeah, I know. I would do that. It sounds good, but, you know, like our lives are not as exciting as people might think. All right. If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right. A lot to get to. So Jeff Landry, our governor, says separation of church and state is a myth. I think he is a total bonehead. I think that is crazy, and we shouldn't let that become reality. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, look, Jesus is just all right with me. I mean, I think Jesus was a really cool dude. I like so many of the things that he said. In fact, I like just about everything that Jesus said. You know, it's the way others interpret the Bible that bothers me sometimes. But what do you think about Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry saying that separation of church and state is a myth? You know, this is the ramblings of a nonsensical right-wing radical Christian zealot white nationalist brain. You know, our governor is out of touch. He's out of it. This is not, in my understanding of our history, this is not what our country was founded upon. Our country was not founded upon Christianity. I mean, yes, Christians were the ones who founded our country, but they didn't discover this country for the purpose of pushing Christianity. In fact, quite the opposite. They discovered this country for the purpose of allowing people to be free to subscribe to whatever religion they want to subscribe to, whatever their beliefs are. That was the meaning of this country. I mean, I remember that when I was a kid. And I think we all learned that when we were kids. But somehow over time, this has become political. And I'm telling you, you're going to have to answer to your God one day. When you're face to face with God, if you believe in all of that, when you're face to face with God, he's going to want to know why in the hell you turned religion into politics. And why you wanted America to be a Christian nation. Did you not understand that this is the same God that so many different religions pray to? It's the same God. Some religions have a different God, but there are many religions that pray to the same God. And I don't want to be a preacher here, but I do get a little bit irate when I hear something ignorant like separation of church and state is a myth. That was the desire of our founding fathers. And yet over time, it has become politically advantageous for some people to say, no, we're a Christian nation, and to push Christianity. Stop pushing Christianity. You are the ones who are hurting the image of Christianity. You are the ones who are turning people away. You're turning young people away from Christianity because of your hypocrisy. And it's sad. It's sad, this is political. Don't think for one second this is not political. And for all of the people that are available to become a leader of Christians, so many people have bestowed that upon a man named Donald Trump. A man named Donald Trump, who was banging a porn star, knowing in his heart and mind that his wife was at home pregnant with their child. He didn't give a damn about her. He didn't care. No wonder she doesn't want to hold hands with him today. But let's focus on our governor, Jeff Landry. So we have a governor, the leader of our state, is going to probably look for ways to erase separation of church and state. I mean, he's already doing it. Ten Commandments in the classroom, things like that. I mean, are people like Jeff Landry so insecure with their Christianity that they have to be so overt with it? And again, the man they bestow the leadership role, that they bestow upon this man the leadership role, the man is Donald Trump. Have you heard the 2010 testimony of Jeffrey Epstein? No, I'm sorry. It was a deposition. Yeah, deposition. The 2010 deposition of Jeffrey Epstein. You want to hear it? Jeffrey Epstein was asked if he and Donald Trump ever enjoyed being with underage girls. He was asked if he and Donald Trump were ever together and if they ever enjoyed underage girls.
Have you ever had a personal relationship with Donald Trump?
What do you mean by personal relationships?
Have you socialized with him?
Yes, sir.
Yes?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever socialized with Donald Trump in the presence of females under the age of 18?
Though I'd like to answer that question, at least today, I'm going to have to assert my 5th, 6th, and 14th Amendment rights, sir.
Have you?
Donald Trump himself once said that if you take the 5th, you are saying you're guilty. Donald Trump said that. Jeffrey Epstein took the 5th on whether or not he and Donald Trump had enjoyed the company or whatever of girls under the age of 18. He didn't say no. He took the 5th. And Donald Trump said that when you take the 5th, you're guilty. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. Yeah, we have a lot to talk about this afternoon. And I think this is a really interesting topic because it's so reflective of the political battle that we have in this country right now, separating church and state, and the people who want to make religion part of politics. You know, you can't force religion down somebody's throat. I want all of you, I want everybody listening, to think about the people you know that have actually turned people away from God and religion by trying to cram religion down their throats. It happens. You have to make religion inviting. You can't cram it down people's throats. Jesus didn't do that. There's nothing in the Bible, there's nothing that I know about Jesus. I'm not an expert on Jesus, but there's nothing that I know about Jesus that indicated that he was cramming religion down people's throats. He sort of presented it. You know, you accept it or you don't. But, you know, you have a right to certainly present it in a positive way. But again, going back, our founding fathers had in mind this country that was separate from religion. And, you know, there was a time, you know, in modern history, there was a time when there were candidates running and religion became part of the campaign. And there was an attempt to separate religion from the campaign. I'll tell you a little bit about that when we come back. If you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And when we come back, we'll get some of your text messages. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back on WWL. This is
out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The song One of Us by Joan Osborne, and the song is about, you know, what if God was one of us? You know, what if he was just like one of us? I mean, isn't that the reason that Jesus came here? To sort of personify God among mortal people? Did you know anything or hear anything about Jesus doing some of the things that people are doing today in the name of religion? Man, there are people who think they're so damn perfect. Their lives are so wonderful that, man, they're going to deal with hell, either literally or figuratively, when they die. And, man, if I were some of these people, I would be afraid to die. You think you're so great when it comes to trying to cram religion down people's throats? You know, I'd be afraid to die if I were you. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Yeah, we have just learned that cornet player, famous musician Chuck Mangione has passed away. Do you think celebrities die in threes? All right, we hear Hulk Hogan died this morning. I heard that this morning. And now we're hearing that Chuck Mangione died. Man, if you're a celebrity and you're kind of sick, are you thinking that, oh, my God, maybe I'm next? I don't think celebrities die in threes, but there are a lot of coincidences. I mean, the other day, Connie Stevens passed away, and then somebody in the middle passed away. Who was it? Who passed? I'm drawing a blank here. Connie Stevens passed away. Ozzy passed away, but there was somebody in the middle there. Who passed away after Connie Stevens, and I forget who it was. Somebody send me a text and remind me. I'm just kind of drawing a blank here. Got a lot on my mind, a lot going on here. Who was the other person who passed away? We talked about this. And then, you know, we had the news about Ozzy. But there was somebody between Connie Stevens and Ozzy who passed away. And, I mean, I am just drawing a blank. So shoot me a quick text and we'll get that on the air. But, you know, it's kind of interesting that there are people who do believe that celebrities die in threes. And if you look for a pattern, you can find the pattern. But the problem is that there's no time period that is established for three people to have passed away within that time limit to indicate that people pass away in threes, you know, because sometimes it's, you know, somebody passes away and then, you know, a month and a half later, somebody else passes away. And then 2 weeks later, somebody passes away and people say, well, yes, you see, people die in threes. Celebrities die in threes. But, you know, that's a big stretch there. I mean, did the last person who passed away, does that person count for the two others that passed away before them? Or does that count as the first person of the next three that are going to pass away together? So as long as there's no standard time period within which people pass away, it's kind of hard to figure that out. All right, we're talking about Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry, talking about separation of church and state being a myth. I disagree, and I think this is part of a very dangerous trend in this country where people are trying to turn religion into politics. And I think about the, you know, I think pastors and priests, I do believe that it's okay to talk about political times because it does relate to struggles that people have with religion. But sometimes they use the pulpit to promote political and social issues or to condemn political and social issues. And I think that's wrong. Now, look, I don't know what happens when we die, but I sure have a strong sense that a lot of people who think that they are just in perfect harmony with God and Jesus are really not. Now, I'm not saying that of you, but I think there are people who think they're in perfect harmony with God and Jesus, and I don't think they are because of some of the other things that they say, some of the other things that they do. And it's all together. And I just really find it difficult for the most devout Christians to have bestowed upon Donald Trump this role of political and religious leadership. I mean, they look at this man as if he is their leader for politics and for religion as well. And I just think that that's really hard to reconcile. Let's go to Ian with a couple of quick texts.
Here's the text that says, I don't think that they teach civics where Hefe went to school, or else he cannot read the Constitution. The only thing that religious zealots proved to me is that I was right about them. From an early age, I knew the propaganda they were spewing had nothing to do with faith and everything to do with wielding power and control.
Great observation. I'm glad you noticed that at an early age. See, I feel like I noticed that as well.
Malcolm Jamal Warner is the other celebrity.
Oh, that's right. Okay, that's right.
Here's the text. It says, Scoot is correct. The first colonists and pioneers risked their lives to come to the New World to get away from the Church of England, which was the law in 15th century England. The Constitution is purposely based on civil rights, not theocratic or religious belief.
Amen to that. I mean, I know there are a lot of people who understand it. And, you know, you can believe whatever you want to believe. But again, the truth is the truth. And there's nothing in history that indicates that the people who came here to settle America were settling America to establish a Christian-based nation. They were just so enamored with the concept of freedom of religion. That's why they came here. That's what this country is built on.
And I'll leave you with this one. This text says, those coming here were seeking religious freedom for themselves only. Puritans in Massachusetts, the Quakers in Pennsylvania, Catholics in Maryland, the Church of England in Virginia. But they did not want religious rights for Jews or Muslims or anyone who disagreed with the establishment.
Well, I'd have to go back in history and look at that. I'm not a history major.
I confess I don't know a lot about, you know, what the Puritans thought about Muslims, but I'm going to guess that it probably wasn't particularly favorable. So that passes the smell test. I don't know if it's historically accurate or not, but
all right.
I'll take it.
It's always been my understanding that this country was founded on freedom of religion. All right, you got a comment? You want to join us this afternoon? The Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk-In text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air, and we're coming right back. You're listening to WWL. Hey, I think I saw a brand new episode of South. Well, I know it was a new episode because they referred to Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein, and there was a deal about 60 Minutes. Well, it was about religious freedom. It was about Jesus, you know, because Jesus lives in South Park in the series. And Jesus showed up at school, and it was all about whether or not Jesus should be at school and whether or not the kids should be forced to deal with Jesus in their school. So it was about separation of church and state. And we're talking about Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry saying that separation of church and state is a myth. Do you agree with him that separation of church and state is a myth? All right, we're going to get to your calls. We're going to get to your texts coming up in the next hour. All right, Thursday afternoon. Getting close to the weekend. I'm Scoot, and this is WWL.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.